I want to talk about some of the benefits of this device to understand how potentially it could work.
Hey there, welcome to the Tinnitus Relief Podcast. If you've been told there's not much you can do for your tinnitus, I've got good news for you. I'm Dr. Ben Thompson, founder of Treble Health. I believe that there's always a way to better manage your tinnitus. I've teamed up with the world's best tinnitus doctors to create something special for you. It's called the Tinnitus Quiz, and it's a free assessment that I recommend for anyone with tinnitus. Why not give it a shot? It's free, and it's a great next step towards finding the relief you've been searching for. All you have to do is go to tinnitusquiz.com to get started today. Have hope. There is something you can do for your tinnitus. Now let's get started with today's episode.
Can this device reduce your tinnitus? This is the Neosensory Duo, and in this video, I'll be talking about the scientific evidence and my own experience to help you figure out if the Neosensory is worth the investment and how it stacks up to other tinnitus treatments. First, what is the Neosensory Duo? So it's a little silicone wristband, and it kind of looks like a Fitbit. It's moderately heavy, and it's pretty basic in how it's designed. The way that it works is it has some microphone ports in it, and it vibrates to all sounds. Specifically, how it works is there's an app that's associated with it, and it plays ascending and descending tones. Then the Neosensory wristband vibrates in response to those auditory sounds. So you're likely wondering, how the heck is this supposed to treat my tinnitus? Well, it's based off of the principle of bimodal stimulation, giving your brain an external signal, in this case from the vibration on your wrist, to help train it to tune out the tinnitus ringing signal in your brain. The way this theoretically works is that the vibration happens at the same time that your ears and your brain hear a sound. Therefore, your brain can compare that to the internal tinnitus and potentially reduce the tinnitus. How it works is you're supposed to use the wristband with the app for about 10 minutes per day through a listening session where you don't hear any other sound and you're just hearing those tones play through the app at the same time you're feeling the vibration on the wrist. Neosensory claims that their device helped 91% of people in their studies. I want to dive into that number, but first I want to talk about some of the benefits of this device to understand how potentially it could work. Well, it is expensive, around $1,000. It does have a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can rent it, which is a nice option given the price tag. And I've had a few of my own patients who have used this device and had good things to say. Now, at the same time, I've had many people use this device and they had no results. So it's hard for me to say whether it's really effective or not, given that I've had such a mixed experience with my own patients. But there are tons of bad tinnitus devices out there. My hope was that given the scientific nature of some of the researchers involved with the Neosensory, that this might actually be a viable solution for tinnitus, or at least a tool that I could consider in my toolkit for my patients. Now, whether or not if you want to try the Neosensory wristband, which I'll give my verdict on here in just a few moments, or if you want to try other treatments, I really recommend that you do your research for tinnitus. And a great place to start is something called the Tinnitus Quiz. It's especially good if you've been overwhelmed by all the different options that seem available to potentially help tinnitus, but aren't sure of what's evidence-based, scientific, and going to be a good use of your time, your money, and your energy. I worked with other top doctors to make the Tinnitus Quiz, and it's designed to help you navigate your choices when it comes to tinnitus treatment. So if you're interested in this, you can try the free assessment by heading over to tinnitusquiz.com. Now back to the review of the Neosensory Duo. Now it's time to go back in time to 2021 and 2022, when my team and I used Neosensory for dozens of our patients. It wasn't a true scientific study, but many audiologists on my team at Treble Health said the same thing as me, that the Neosensory Duo seemed to be about 50-50. It seemed to work about half of the time for patients. Half the time, we thought the Neosensory didn't do anything for you and the patient agreed. The other half of the time, we as the audiologist weren't sure because it wasn't the primary modality that we were using, but it was like an extra complementary tool that we were trying out. And our patients said, I think it might have helped. I felt like I got some benefit during the sessions. So that's obviously not a true scientific study, but from our experience, that's essentially working the same as a placebo. I mean, it was very rare that our patient would say, that neosensory wristband works for me. So obviously our results are much lower than what neosensory claims, where on their website, they share a 91% effective rate. Now, why am I screaming when I say that? Because frankly, I have my doubts that that's based in real science. And when the neosensory did work, in our experience, these were often people who were just starting experiencing tinnitus. They were relatively new into the process. And that's pretty important because they may have been in what we call the acute tinnitus phase, when the ringing in your ears can last weeks or months and often resolve a bit on its own. Doesn't always happen. And I do believe in early intervention, but generally the cases with neosensory that the patients were really recommending it, they were either milder cases, newer cases, or they were very severe cases. And the 5 minute, 10 minute sessions of the auditory sounds and the vibrations on the wrist, if anything, it just relaxed them a bit. So there's some benefits to just say chilling out, calming down for one time a day. And I wonder how much of the neosensory effect was just some gentle vibration, calming down the nervous system, slowing down, and some placebo of, oh, I'm working on my tinnitus. This is supposed to help my tinnitus. So were these people actually helped by neosensory, or was their tinnitus just on its own trajectory to improve? It's really hard to say. As far as that 91% number, I did dig into the number a little bit more. It comes from a 2023 study where they had people using the wristbands while hearing the tones, and they compared that with a group that just heard the tones alone. And those groups consisted of 22 and 23 people respectively. This small of a group presents some serious problems. Random chance can really cause huge swings in their results. Plus, when doctors are looking for good science-based treatments, we really like to see studies that measure hundreds, if not thousands, of participants. The neosensory study also didn't address if the results were long-lasting. That means it doesn't account for the placebo effect, which can be very strong in tinnitus treatment and is especially seen in the first few months. We ultimately stopped using neosensory at Treble Health. We can use any device that we want for tinnitus, but the ones that don't work, we don't recommend them to our patients. In my experience, the neosensory just doesn't work nearly as well as a comprehensive approach focusing on sound therapy devices and tinnitus retraining therapy. And for my patients who want to try bimodal stimulation, the evidence for Dr. Susan Soar's device or Neuromoz Lanier is much better. So if someone's really gung-ho on trying bimodal, we would send them to one of those two destinations when they're available. We wouldn't actually have them use neosensory. So I really wouldn't recommend neosensory to any of my patients unless they were just looking to try every possible thing for tinnitus that has helped anyone before them and they wanted some way to do some relaxation sessions. Otherwise, I think that you should practice mindfulness, meditation, or use one of the other more proven bimodal stimulation treatments that are available. So let's imagine that you're just getting started in your tinnitus treatment and you see an ad for this wristband that seems promising. I would resist the temptation to try out neosensory. In my experience, it's just false hope and sending you down the wrong path. But if you've already started a more proven treatment of sound therapy devices and tinnitus retraining therapy, or you really like their rental policy and don't mind shelling out the money for neosensory, there's nothing wrong with trying it. There's going to be no negative side effects if you just have tinnitus. If you are sensitive to high-pitched tones with hyperacusis or sound sensitivity, then the neosensory tones could have negative adverse effects for you, so I would be cautious. That's pretty much the only negative side effect that I've seen is for folks who have sound sensitivity, hyperacusis. You want to be really careful that those tones that you're listening to through the auditory training program through neosensory, they don't trigger your tinnitus, make it louder, or cause a high reaction to the sound sensitivity. In my years of treating tinnitus since 2015, there are some things that work well for a few people that just don't work well for most others. And I think neosensory is one of them. So my final thoughts, is the neosensory a magic bullet for tinnitus? Definitely not. Are you better off trying other treatments instead and saving your time and money? I think so. It's important to remember tinnitus can get better. Other than neosensory, there are science-based treatments that work. And there is hope. Use tinnitus retraining therapy. Use cognitive behavioral therapy. consider bimodal stimulation. Work on that as your foundation before trying some experimental devices that just haven't worked for my patients. That's my thought. If you have any questions, let me know. My team is always here to help. The best way to get started with Treble Health is by taking the free tinnitus quiz, or look on the screen and you'll find our phone number where you can give us a call and we'll get you connected with one of our tinnitus experts so that we can find the right solution for you, whatever that is. This is Dr. Ben Thompson. Thanks so much, and I hope to hear from you soon.
I'm Ben Thompson, your host, audiologist, and the founder of Treble Health, where our mission is to bring you to the forefront of tinnitus care. I hope today's episode has empowered you with new insights and strategies for managing your tinnitus. Remember, the journey to relief starts with understanding your condition better, and our tinnitus quiz is a great first step. I created it with input from other leading tinnitus experts, and it's a resource I truly believe in for anyone dealing with tinnitus. Take the free assessment at tinnitusquiz.com to begin your path to relief. Until next time, keep working on improving your health.